A major winter storm is going to be blasting the middle of the country. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers, joined once again by Brett Anderson. Bernie has the day off. This is Weather Insider episode number 27. And Brett, it's not winter anymore.
I was about to tell you that.
But it's a winter storm. So I guess we can say it's a winter-like storm in the spring. But it is going to bring blizzard conditions. It is going to bring powerful winds. Fire dangers. It's fire and ice. It's everything.
Thunderstorms.
Anything else that we can add to this?
Blowing dust.
There you go. I knew you had something else. I knew you had something else in your pocket. So since we've headlined this as a winter storm, let's talk about the wintry weather. Where is the snow going to be over the next 24 hours and then beyond that, and what kind of disruptions is it going to bring us?
All right, well, the storm really gets going tomorrow on Wednesday, and that's going to start out pretty much in Wyoming and then starting to spread into South Dakota and then southward into Colorado. Now, for folks down in the Denver area, I think conditions start to deteriorate late in the day tomorrow, and then Wednesday evening we're going to see some heavy snow, 3 to 6 inches total, and then the wind really gets going.
3 to 6 inches of snow in Denver Wednesday late afternoon, Wednesday night. That sounds like that's going to interfere with folks flying in and out of Denver.
Yes, it will, and also the evening commute home. That's going to be an issue. Those strong winds, again, going to be perpendicular to I-25, so again, we could see some as I said yesterday, high-profile vehicle issues, meaning trucks.
And buses, too, right?
Yes. So that could be an issue in the Denver area. And then as we get into Thursday, well, actually Wednesday night, snow starts spreading up through Nebraska, eastern South Dakota, and then into Minnesota, and the winds really start to crank up as well. And if you're heading into Minneapolis, I think we're going to be dealing with some snow coming in later Wednesday. Wednesday night, the snow gets heavy. And then potential blizzard conditions Thursday morning.
So blizzard conditions Thursday morning, that sounds like a travel nightmare in and around central and southern Minnesota. And from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and those airports, it sounds like if they're not going to be closed, there's going to be significant delays and flight cancellations. And that would be Wednesday night or not till Thursday?
I think it's Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon. That's the worst of it in the Minneapolis area, and that's my opinion on this. And again, this is going to be heavy wet snow, so the combination of wind and heavy wet snow, power outages. Nothing I wanted to bring up. Also, temperature change across parts of Nebraska. We're seeing temperatures in the 70s today, mid-70s. By Thursday, they're going to be stuck in the mid to upper 20s, so 50-degree change in temperature. That's pretty tremendous.
So this is a long-duration event, and that means there's going to be significant snow, as you said, heavy snow that's going to be deposited in areas that feed the flooded areas downstream. When this snow melts, what's that going to do to all those rivers that are flooding across portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota and Iowa?
Yeah, the problem, I think, is going to be mostly along the Mississippi River here later in the month, all that snow melt coming downstream. I think we're far enough north, well, maybe not so much along the Missouri River as well. That could be a little bit later. And then the Red River flowing northward through North Dakota, Minnesota, that could be a problem again late month into May.
Interesting thing, the Red River of the north that flows up into, flows northward,
That's one of the few...
northward flowing rivers in the northern hemisphere. It's kind of interesting. Almost seems like it goes against gravity. Okay, let's get back to what's happening with the storm. So we talked about the snow. You mentioned thunderstorms. Where will they be?
Yeah, I think we're going to see thunderstorms developing very late in the day tomorrow into tomorrow evening across northern Kansas, southern Nebraska. It's going to be very isolated, but any storm certainly capable of producing large hail and some damaging winds, even an isolated tornado. I think we're going to see more widespread storms, though, probably Thursday afternoon, evening, farther east into Illinois, perhaps St. Louis, southern suburbs of Chicago, and getting close to Indianapolis by Thursday evening.
That sounds like more not only travel delays on roadways, but maybe some of those airports will have not cancellations, but delays as planes get stacked up as they try to avoid flying into some of those thunderstorms. Gusty winds, strong winds, you talked about that as well. Wind gust over 60 miles an hour or close to 60 miles an hour, where will that occur and what impact will that have?
All right, that's going to be Denver along the I-25 corridor down through I-25. 40 in New Mexico. Again, gusts in excess of 70 miles per hour. So again, that's certainly a problem for people traveling in that area. That's Wednesday night. And then Thursday, that shifts eastward, again, across extreme eastern Colorado up through central Nebraska into southwestern Minnesota. Also could see another maximum area of wind gusts in excess of 40 miles per hour across parts of Missouri, Illinois, and that includes the St. Louis area.
Talk about the blowing dust. That's not only interesting, but it sounds dangerous.
Yeah, well, it's been, the ground is really dry across the Texas Panhandle and some of those areas there, eastern New Mexico. So that lowers visibility. It also causes some of that dust can get in the house, causes respiratory issues. So that's a problem, again, eastern New Mexico through the Texas Panhandle later Wednesday.
And because it's so dry in those areas and it's so windy, there's a fire danger.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yeah, well, again, if we have any fires that get started, they're going to rapidly spread eastward through the area. So that's a big concern as well.
Sounds like a climactic problem across the western and central part of the country, Brett. And that is something that we are going to continue to focus on tomorrow as this storm really gets wound up and really starts to have a direct impact on the middle of the country. So join us again for episode number 28 tomorrow.